At 6 in the morning, in Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood, a damp fog hangs in the air. The rain, a constant during winters here, isn't gone for long. A large street-level room at Seattle Central College is unusually bright for this hour. Through the windows is a sea of army green surplus sleeping bags, backpacks, and boots, soon to be distributed to veterans in need. The scene, a physical representation of the reality that Seattle will not end veteran homelessness this year. Inside the building, volunteers for the Seattle Stand Down were gearing up for a two-day event. The Stand Down gathered social services agencies and veterans groups to help with everything from paperwork to dental care. This year, there was a particular emphasis on the homeless because it was one of the last opportunities before the end of 2015 to get vets started on the process of finding places to live. Dawn Barrett is with King County's Regional Veterans Initiative.
All of our partners have our laptops here. We'll be able to look up veterans that have already been triaged and reconnect them if they lost contact with our housing providers.
But Barrett knows Seattle won't meet its goal. She says one of the biggest barriers to housing vets here is the region's booming economy. Even many veterans with government assistance still can't cover the rent or find landlords willing to give them a chance. Unable to find them what they really need, a place to live, volunteers at the Stand Down provide Seattle's unsheltered vets with some smaller things they can use to survive life on the streets.
Well, we've got a first aid kit, tissue, gloves, women's deodorant as opposed to men's deodorant.
All packed in brightly colored bags. Volunteer Monique Brown, a retired Army sergeant, is particularly concerned about the 6% of homeless veterans who are women.
Feet are probably the biggest issue for homeless women. We see a lot of feet problems, so we have plenty of socks for them over here and plenty of foot powder.
For many homeless vets, housing is only one piece of a complicated puzzle. Brown says women on the streets are especially difficult to reach.
There's a lot of women who suffered from military sexual trauma and just trauma in general. Homeless women often deal with sexual trauma as well. So we just give them a place where they feel comfortable and can just kind of relax.
Despite the challenges, the county says more than 800 veterans have been housed since January. That's more than some smaller communities needed to completely end the problem. And Barrett says focusing on a goal of totally ending veteran homelessness minimizes the improvements the county has made to the way it identifies and helps vets navigate off the streets.
No one wants to hear the story about how the partners and the system has changed and the tireless work, nights and weekends, going over names, going over numbers.
Is it hard for you to not meet this goal?
Absolutely. You can't go into this work believing that it's not possible.
Barrett and the many veteran service groups behind the Seattle Stand Down and the effort to house veterans are in it for the long haul. Many see it as their duty to serve fellow vets in need.
I want to say thank you all for your service, and we'll see you all when we're upstairs.
Thank you.
Amzie Gilchrist Jr. is one of those veterans. He's in line behind at least 100 others waiting to register for services. Gilchrist says he was in the Marines and the Army between 1975 and 1983.
I like to see about getting some surgery done on my hand and stuff like that, and just see if I see a few of my friends there.
Gilchrist says he's staying in a shelter for now, but has an appointment coming up to try to get housing. Person by person, the line behind Gilchrist grows as a steady rain begins to fall. I'm Patricia Murphy reporting.